All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Get you set for the Home Run Derby in Seattle coming up in just a bit. And let me tell you that T-Mobile has created the new MLB Next app for fans going to the T-Mobile Home Run Derby or the All-Star Game. And it gives you cool AR features, real-time broadcast audio feeds, and more straight to your phone. During all the live action, anyone heading to the T-Mobile Park for the game can download it. And now joining us is a shortstop for the Seattle Mariners, and that, of course, is J.P. Crawford. J.P., it's Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, Zach. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. We'll talk about T-Mobile in just a second, but Mariners right now, a game over 500 as you guys head into the All-Star break with the All-Star game right in your backyard, four games back of that final wild card spot. How do you kind of look and recap that first half of the season for you guys?
Oh, and I think we ended it on a high note, on a good note, too. You know, now we get these days to rest up and, you know, finish the second half strong.
What is this team capable of in the second half to finish this season up on a strong note?
I think, you know, these last couple games really showcase what our team could really do. And I think we just keep that up, and I think we'll be in a good spot at the end of the year.
And if you guys just get in the postseason, you're going to have a chance because the first three guys in your rotation, JP, Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert, and George Kirby, they're very intimidating if you're a batter having to go up against them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Our rotation, they've been lights out all year. And, you know, we needed some guys to step up, and they've done that and exceeded expectations, at least for me. They've been lights out. You know, they've grown so much over this last year, 2 years, and it's really fun to play behind them.
When did you kind of realize in the last 2 years as this team has taken a big step that, man, this rotation is really something special?
I think just gradually playing behind them, and they're going out there 6-7 innings every time, and it's like, oh man, yeah, these guys are a real deal. And, you know, just the way they go about their business and just the just like the dogness they have when they're facing hitters, it's great. It's unbelievable.
J.P. Crawford here with us. Last year you guys got into the playoffs. You won the wild card round, then lost in the ALDS. What did you kind of take from getting a little taste of that postseason experience?
Man, that experience was crazy. You know, we had the highs of the highs, and we had the lows of the lows. We really experienced everything. But, you know, we know what we need to do now, and hopefully we get back there and handle business.
Well, I got to ask you about Julio Rodriguez, who I know you'll be pulling for tonight in the Home Run Derby. The last 2 years, he's been really impressive to watch. As someone that's been in the game now for a while, what has stood out to you the most about your teammate?
I think the way how he just handles his business before the game, the way he prepares. He's so young, and you forget how young he is because he goes about his business the right way. And I think just how humble he is as well. People don't talk about that either. You know, yeah, he's famous. He's a, you know, he's an all-star. He's about to win the Home Run Derby. He's about to be the champion, and he just acts like a kid still. It's crazy.
You fully expect him to win the Derby tonight?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be some scene in Seattle, I'll tell you.
I know. It's going to be crazy. And, yeah, fans better be rocking for him, too.
So you started your career. I attended college in Philly and then lived there for a few years. And I remember when you were playing for the Phillies. And then the last 4 or 5 years, you've been with Seattle. How has kind of that transition been? And how do you kind of compare playing for Philly and now playing with the Mariners the last few seasons?
Oh, yeah. You know, my time there, I had a lot of injuries. And, you know, it didn't work out for me there. But thankfully, the Mariners, you know, gave me a chance. And I was playing every day, and I got to learn, and I got to evolve a little bit, and, you know, made me a little comfortable, and, you know, now I'm here. So, yeah, it's been great coming back to the West Side and playing over here.
J.P. Crawford here with us. Tell me what you're doing today, J.P., over the next few days with T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be at the Home Run Derby right here. Right now I'm at the All-Star Bat Shop on 6th and Pine down here. They got these little mini bats. And they got cool lizard skins for them. They got some, like, pink and white ones. It's pretty cool. Customizing bats down here. So I'm going to be down here.
Well, let me ask you about a few stars that are also going to be in Seattle. Someone that's in your division and has taken the sport by storm in Shohei Ohtani. From a player's perspective, where you have to go up against him as a pitcher, and then we see what he does at the plate as well, how do you kind of view who I think is the world's best player?
Oh, yeah, I think so, too, honestly. You know, no one's ever done what he's doing right now. 30 homers at the break with a I don't even know what his ERA is. I don't want to know. Yeah, I think we're witnessing history right now, and, you know, it shouldn't be taken for granted.
Are you kind of hoping that the Angels trade him just to get him out of the division?
You know, I was thinking about it the other day, and I think he'd look really good in teal. So, yeah.
You want to make a little recruiting pitch for him? I don't think the Angels will trade him to you, though.
True, but, yeah, you never know.
Well, let me then ask you, before we let you run, JP, about Ellie De La Cruz, because that's been another player that's taken the game by storm the last 30 games or so that he's been in the big leagues. I couldn't believe what he did the other day on two pitches, stealing second, third, and home. What's been your view from afar of Ellie De La Cruz?
Oh, I love it. You know, the game needs players like him. I think over the last couple of years, the game's gone away from the speed and the stealing bases and, you know, just the energy he brings day in and day out. Oh, he's great for the game. Yeah, he's exciting to watch.
Well, good luck the second half of the season. Once again, that's J.P. Crawford on behalf of T-Mobile. J.P., we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us.
Hey, Zach, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.